Hello, I've tried to record this twice already and failed because I speak for too long and time runs out. So that's good. I've got a 5-minute limit. Let's see what we can do. Okay, Arsenal went out of the Carling Cup tonight, 1-0 to Manchester City in the quarter final. It's no disaster. Our two main aims for the competition, aside from winning it, are always to give games to squad players. We've done that, and to introduce some exciting young talent, and we've done that as well across the three games that we've played. And our performance tonight was excellent, and defeat was a little harsh. We began with a mix of youth and experience, the likes of Koscielny, Squillaci, Giroud, Park Chamakh, Benny Yoon on the experience end. But we also had the likes of Frimpong, Coquelin, Oxlade-Chamberlain, and Ignacy Mikkel, who played at left back, adding a bit of, some fresh faces to the side. So it was a 4-4-2. Park and Chamakh up front. City began with a 4-5-1, with Sami Nasri receiving an awful lot of stick, unsurprisingly playing off Edin Dzeko. When they realised we were playing with a 4-4-2, they introduced the man who would eventually win the game, Sergio Aguero. And that meant that for the first half, they had a, and onwards, they had a front line of Adam Johnson, Sami Nasri, Sergio Aguero, and Edin Dzeko. We had Marin Čamak and Park Chu-yung. I think that if a chance was going to fall to one of those two strike forces, you know which one you would back to take it. And sort of so it proved. I mean, it was a game where there weren't many chances, pretty even. The first half, we had the better chances. Park probably should have done better when a ball squared across the box, but the keeper produced a brilliant reflex save to deny him from close range. And Chamberlain had a 30-yard effort just tipped over the bar. In the second half, we seemed to be in the ascendancy. I can't remember Fabianski making a save at all. And we introduced the likes of Vermaelen, Jovinho. The side seemed to be getting stronger. And in some ways, we're the architects of our own downfall. We won a corner, and we sent the entire back line of Vermaelen, Giroud, Squillaci and Koscielny up to try and find that elusive goal. Basically, we left it a bit light at the back. Frimpong and Coquelin dropped back to the halfway line. Eventually, Giroud joined them. But when the ball was cleared, Yossi Benayoun went in for a slide tackle with another Arsenal man. That took another two players out of the game. And City were able to break. And it was a wonderfully executed counter-attack goal. Sergio Aguero, eventually the man, tucking the ball away. And, whilst it was a superb goal, I did feel we'd been a little naive positionally. And after that, there was no real time to get it back. I mean, we almost did a brilliant cross from Jovinho, a yard away from Marin Čamakh in the dying moments. But it wasn't to be. We went out of the competition. Our fixture list is a little lighter, and I think there are plenty of positives to take. Some really excellent performances. Koscielny, looked masterful at centre back at times. I thought Mikkel did very well in an unfamiliar left back role. Coquelin and Frimpong, both extremely promising. Frimpong's all power, whereas Coquelin's a bit more intelligent, better positioning, better use of the ball. But they're a wonderful partnership, a good combination, and they did well against some much more experienced players. I thought Oxlade-Chamberlain was as good as he's been in an Arsenal shirt, really threatening, driving both inside and outside the fullback. Some wonderful passing as well. I hope he goes on to get more opportunities in the first team, particularly in January, I suppose, when Jovinho will be away at the African Cup of Nations. The strike force toiled away, but Park and Chamakh still not really finding the form we'd look to see from them. Neither looked particularly convincing as an attacking threat. And like I say, it was ultimately City's superior attacking options that won them the game and won them the day. Just a final note, really, which was that before the game we had the minute silence for Gary Speed. When it was announced we'd have a minute of silence, that was met by applause, which was very nice. And then the silence itself turned to sort of spontaneous, seemingly spontaneous sort of chanting and clapping. It actually sort of began in the Man City end, and I think Arsenal fans had the choice of joining in or having this odd sort of drone from the City end. When that happened at the Swansea game on Sunday, it was very moving. It was the first game since his death, and it was in Wales. Not sure if it was our place, really. I think that respecting the minute's silence that was asked for may have been the more tasteful way to go, but City fans obviously felt otherwise. Anyway, I've got 30 seconds. I better wrap it up. A good game, entertaining game. No shame at all in the defeat. And to be honest, we were a little unfortunate. Anyway, thanks very much. I'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.